let's talk a little football, because coming up is the NFL draft, and to shed some light on it, the man who covers the NFL like no one else, ESPN's finest, the one, the only, Sal Palantonio. Sal Pal, good afternoon.
Michael, it's been a while.
It has been a while, man. What's going on? Where you been?
A lot has happened since we talked last. Villanova won the championship. The Sixers are, you know, rolling towards the number three seed in the postseason. Doug Peterson says he's going to have a sit down with Carson Wentz. How about that?
Yeah, they don't run, and you know that might be easier said than done with Carson.
Whoa! You're glossing over the most important part of that news. Who said that way back in the fall in 2017?
Was it Sal Palantonio by any chance?
He said, let's have
was it? Was Sal Pal?
Let's have a little sit down at the social club.
Listen, I got to ask you a question about that story since we referred to it. Frank Reich came out and said,
one year out the other, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, when was the last time you heard somebody say it went in one ear and out the other? It was your old man who said that to you, 700 times?
What was your take on what Frank Reich said?
That was eye-popping. That was the news of the week for me. Frank Reich, the offensive coordinator of the Philadelphia Eagles, said they talked to Carson Wentz about protecting his body, and it, quote, went in one ear and went out the other.
Yep.
Oh, man.
All right, so what makes you think Doug Peterson is going to stop when Doug Peterson says it and stay in between the years?
Well, but it also is something that, you know, I'm being halfway facetious here, but, you know, it's not something that we didn't discuss on your radio program ad nauseum last year, did we not?
Absolutely. Absolutely we discussed it. You got to stop running. You got to stop getting hit. You got to go out and bang all that stuff.
Me and you on this in this segment, Tuesdays with Sal, 5:15. We must have said it 15 times.
Yeah, yes, we have. So let me ask you. Let's
like
take it to the next level.
Yeah, right.
Let's take it to the next level. What makes do you think it's going to take finally because of this injury?
You know, I listen. This is what I love about Doug Peterson. I mean, this is what I really love about Doug Peterson and his coaching style and his communication skills. He doesn't mind putting it out there. Now, when he puts that out there, and he did it at the NFL owners' meetings in Orlando, and I happened to not be sitting there when he said it, because if he had, I certainly would have run it right up the fleet flagpole on this program, I can tell you that. When he puts that out there, who do you think he's talking to? He's not talking to Timmy Mac. He's not talking to Sal Pal. He's not talking to Mikey Miss. Who do you think he's talking to? He's talking to number 11.
Yes. Right? Yeah, of course.
Right? He's talking right to number 11.
Well, listen,
it's a shot across the bow.
It is, and we got to cross our fingers that the kid listens this year. Right?
Because I remember sitting him down and talking to him one-on-one on camera on opening night at the Super Bowl. When they had, you know, they first rolled out the teams at the Super Bowl 52 in Minneapolis. And I talked to you about it the next day because we talked on Monday night one-on-one, he and I, on camera. It ran on Sunday, on Super Bowl Sunday. And I asked him if he was going to change his style. And he said, no, that's just the way I play football. And you and I discussed it.
Yeah.
So it was already in the works, in the brain of Doug Peterson. Obviously, he was a little preoccupied at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Try to beat the, Bill Belichick and the diabolical Patriots.
Right.
But he was already thinking about it. So this is what I love about Peterson, you know? He's not afraid to tell you the truth. It's the great thing about him as a coach. And I think that's why players respect him. There's no hidden agendas. It is what it is. This is what we're going to try to do. We're going to sit the young man down and try to make him understand that when he gets hurt, who gets hurt? The team gets hurt.
All right, let's talk about the draft. 17 days. First of all, your opinion of their roster now, and then what do you think? Where do you think they're headed draft-wise?
Well, first, you know, as someone who covers the draft, I've got to polish my catalog of draft cliches first. I've got to
take them out
and start polishing them up. And, you know, I've been going through them. obviously, to get ready for the draft. But I think this particular team is in a very good spot. I do. I know they've cleaned house a little bit. There's been a little bit of a purge, but I really like some of the additions that they brought into free agency. Despite the fact that they only have 6 draft picks, I still think they're going to be the class of the division. I think they're in a very good spot at 32, but a precarious one, right? 32 is a tough spot because somebody could jump over you at 31, and Belichick is going to want to play spoiler at 31. So when he's on the clock at 31, because he has already a lot of draft picks, he's going to want to say to somebody, all right, if you like a guy and you want to jump ahead of the Philadelphia Eagles, my pick is for sale. Now, you know, let's look at it specifically. What is to me, the one weakness on the team is slot corner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Robinson's not on this team. They don't have a slot corner on this team. And I think they don't have a Brent Celek on this team. And those were two very important positions. They don't have a reliable blocking tight end. And they play a lot of what's called 12 personnel. They have a lot of 2 tight ends on the field. They do a lot out of that personnel package. And they don't have that guy. And they don't have a Patrick Robinson. He's gone. So if you're looking at 32 at drafting Dante Jackson, for instance, out of LSU, who looks like, as a rookie, you could put him right in at slot corner. Hmm. And everybody in the world knows that. What you don't want to do is you don't want to announce your intentions to go after that guy. Well, Belichick will dangle 31 in front of somebody and say, you want to jump up and get Dante Jackson? Here's your shot. And so that's the precarious spot that I think that they are in. I do think, you know, when you look at Howie Roseman's history, he likes to make one big, bold move right before the draft or around the draft. He's always got one big bullet left in the chamber, right? And I think he's got to pull the trigger on something or else he's not going to be happy. That's the way I always see him. I don't know if he can do it this time around, but I think he's still got one big bold move up his sleeve.
All right, we'll see what that is. So right now, as far as you're concerned, slot corner, blocking tight end, they might zero in on draft-wise.
Well, I think at 32, I'm dusting off a cliche. You ready for it?
Go ahead.
Best player available, Michael.
Best player available.
Okay. You gotta go with best player. You gotta, mm-hmm. Mike. You ready?
Matt Barkley. It's Matt Barkley. They're gonna draft.
You gotta trust your board, Michael.
Yeah.
You gotta trust. You absolutely gotta trust your board. You gotta make sure he's a high character guy. you want to know that he likes football. Okay. That he checks all the boxes.
All right. All right, you got it. Sal, always a pleasure. We'll look forward to getting together a little more frequently here.
All right, brother.
All right, there he is, Sal Palantonio.